This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings out there to everybody at TFMR. It is Thursday, September the 9th. And if it's Thursday, you know what that means. It's time for your weekly Thursday conversation. One of those deals where we bring in a mover and a shaker in the precious metals industry as an analyst. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and he's already chuckling because I called him that. Look, we didn't get a chance to talk to the Golden Jackass over this past three-day weekend, so we're going to have him for a Thursday conversation here today. You know the deal. This is where we just hit one or two topics in lieu of a regular podcast. And I thought, man, let's just do this with Jim instead. So Jim, of course, Jim Willie, he's the editor of the Hat Trick Letter. You can find him at golden-jackass.com. Long time, decade plus friend of the site. Jim, my old friend, thank you for joining me.
Good to hear your voice, Lord Hemke. You, I tell you, you do a lot of impressive work. Every time I watch your stuff, no, I'm serious. Every time I watch your shows or an interview, I learn a lot more than I do with many other different shows.
That's kind of.
I've got something that's kind of cool. It's not a guarantee. It's something that I've heard has begun.
Okay.
I call it the trigger events. Okay. The second week of August, something big happened in numerous areas. And I don't know the full story on all the different areas, but let me start with the areas that are not related to precious metal, gold, and silver. I heard that a process had begun regarding the election. I don't want to get into a long talk about that, but I think it's going to turn out quite well. And a fellow named Lindell had a symposium, and he laid out all the voter fraud and basically provided a model for the states to turn and go honest for the election results. Then there was another that had to do with the vaccine and the plandemic and arresting key members. I believe that some of the vice presidents of the vaccine, big pharma producers, I believe they've been captured. And the trigger that I've heard has to do with switching over. Hospitals are swapping for placebos, and the military is intercepting shipments for placebo delivery. So the placebo might have been a little over 50% before, and now it's probably approaching more like 80%. There are a few other big triggers out there. They've gotten, oh gosh, I don't want to get too diverted from the precious metals, but there's several others having to do with human consciousness, let's say. There's another one that triggered and it resulted in the retreat of Afghanistan, which might have something to do with Jassara, although I'm not a huge advocate of Jassara.
What's Jassara? I don't know what that is.
Oh, gosh. I've got it on a piece of paper here. Could you quickly look it up?
How do you spell it? I'm looking it up.
G-E-S-A-R-A. It's about the global reset. I had it on a piece of – oh, here it is. I just found it. Amazing. Global Economic and Security Reform Act.
Yeah, Global Economic Security and Reformation Act. See? There you go.
Okay, Reformation Act. And Nassara is national. Okay, the triggers were pulled, and a month later we're out of Afghanistan. It's not a one-day process. And you cannot be a nation at war and be a beneficiary of Jassara funds. I don't want us to talk about it anymore.
All right, let me just add for people. You can, if you want to know what this is, it's actually a .org website. I'd never heard of this. Global Economic Security Reformation Act. It is G. You can find it at Gesara, G-E-S-A-R-A, help.org. All right, Jim, go with it.
Okay. It's an entire topic unto itself.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I don't want to get too involved in it, but it's somewhat related to guaranteed income for the masses. And we're talking about maybe $100 trillion. Okay, there's a lot to do with this story. Okay, that was just another one. I heard it told that there were about five different triggers that all happened the second week of August. The one that captured my attention the most had to do with gold and silver, in particular silver. And there's a preliminary story to this. I got this secondhand. I got this all secondhand because someone gave me a call and said, Jim, I've had a series of phone calls with a deep source who's attending meetings. And the meetings have to do with gold and silver, and the main focus is silver. The forum is ongoing, and here's a preliminary story that's kind of fun and fascinating. You might have heard, like 2 years ago, a Wall Street fraud case of spoofing or program trading or something with gold and silver, and then the case seemed to go away. It did not get shoved under the rug. It went into this special prosecution forum. And some of the cases, I was told, are now in their fourth and fifth year. And it's not like, well, okay, we got another charge against this guy. Okay, here's some more and here's some more. No, we have another person. Like Blythe Masters, we haven't heard anything about that bitch.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like she got a vacation and she's got a skating free ride. No, she's probably in deep shit along with five of her friends.
That would be nice.
Okay, so something is going on. Something is going on big, and it's ugly, and it's ongoing fraud cases. And I was told through this contact who got the phone call series. Okay, so it's what I've learned. I'm not going to just qualify that every time. I heard it from somebody who had a series of phone calls. What I've heard is that these cases are ongoing and there are numerous, and some have been going on for 2, 3, 5 years. They just get bigger and bigger. They're not shoved under the rug. They become a colossal flower. And what has come from the cases is a conclusion of what is the damage to the typical gold and silver owner, John Q. Public, who owns 18 gold coins, or Jill Q. Public, who owns a couple big bars of silver. What is the damage done to them? That's what the forum has decided. That's their charge. That's their charter. That's their duty, their task. Okay. And then this information goes to the bigger group, which is deciding, this is the fun part, Craig, what is a fair gold and silver price? And they're starting with silver, and then they work backwards with a gold-silver ratio. The important shortages are with silver. The important technology demands are with silver. The big new energy systems, which have begun to get rolled out, they're in silver. The Tesla clip is already now close to production. This is very exciting stuff. But silver is the focus of the shortage because it's the main victim of default. Yeah. And remember, all through the Andes region, you know, you got, in addition to Mexico, it's Argentina, Chile,
Peru.
Peru, right. They shut down a lot of their production and blamed it on COVID. Well, if they didn't like the low silver price, they could blame it on COVID and say they're protecting their worker. So it's interwoven, the shortage of supply. And then you got the U.S. Mint and the Canadian Royal Mint, and they said, well, you know, but for COVID, we're shutting down, and, you know, the law is being subverted here, but it's just more like being put aside due to the emergency situation. So we got big shortages, and we've also got fraud in the pricing mechanisms.
Yep.
So this team, this is not a long story. This team has been working diligently now for months, and in the second week of August, they, I believe, you know, we can only guess. We're just unwashed plebeians.
Right.
and swarthy. I'm swarthy. You're not swarthy. I'm very swarthy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have actually been to beaches where little 2 and 3 year old kids start crying when they see my hairy back.
Oh, I bet. They probably think you're like Bigfoot coming out of the palm trees.
Well, okay, yeah. All right. Well, where was I? Oh, yeah. The
swarthy.
the swarthy plebeians,
that's
we're
us.
Not told anything.
Right.
But I believe that in the second week there was a directive. They might have said, I got to speculate.
Sure.
They might have said, we got 7 people for 7 continents, or we got 5 people for 5 continents. Go out there and spread the word. You, Joe, you go spread the word to Europe. You, Martha, you go spread the word to England and Ireland and Scotland. You, Mark, you spread it to North America. Okay, that's what I think happened, because the guy said that there's something of an initiative to get the word out. That's all he said, get the word out. Well, what does that mean? It probably means a few people and assigned areas. They pick someone they consider to be a good ear who will not sit on it. And that person talked to me, so that's how I heard about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's get to the meat. The meat is that from all the fraud cases, they got a batch of information about illegal activity, criminal activity, serious criminal fraud in the financial sector. Then they know about the industrial shortages.
Yep.
And some of the needs coming. This is very important. The needs coming. The needs coming for energy system, the needs coming for weapons, the needs coming for technology systems. I'll give just one. I'll just one. Avionics. Control the panel through telepathy. Done through certain frequencies that match up nicely with Silver's frequencies.
How about that?
Unbelievable stuff. And if you saw the Clint Eastwood movie from about 25 years ago called Fox something, not Foxtrot. Fox Wing, something. It was about
Firefox.
Firefox, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a hint of mental telepathy controlling the panel.
That movie.
Okay, it's you know, again, technology suggested within the movie industry.
Yeah.
Okay, here is what they said they concluded. And if you remember about a year ago, I told you about how Maxwell from Luxembourg talked about a Euro Central Bank forum. And how they decided on a $400 silver price and a 30-to-1 gold-silver ratio. So that would be $12,000 for gold. I wouldn't mind that at all. Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so this update a year later, a year plus, from Maxwell Luxembourg and his friend from a big Swiss bank attended a lot of different weekly meetings hosted by the Euro Central Bank. That's the past. This is the present. They've got a plan, and I'd like to see it put in motion. But the plan is that suddenly you're going to see a $30 silver price. Suddenly. And it'll stay there for 3 weeks. And they're probably just going to monitor what's the effect. Because remember last time? In August, about a year ago, September, we had the Reddit and we had the GameStop. We had all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we thought, oh, gosh, here we go. Here we go. They're focusing on silver. We're going to get over 30. Well, we did. We almost touched 31. Then we went back into the shitter. Okay. So they're going to bind it at 30 with buy orders. You can only imagine. Buy orders at 29.5, sell orders at 30.5.
Yeah.
They're going to bind it for 3 weeks. And then suddenly they're going to jettison it to 50, and they're going to bind it there for 3 weeks. And then suddenly they're going to jettison it to 100, and they're going to bind it there for 3 months.
And see what the impact is.
See what the impact is. See if the Andes South American mines open and start supplying.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, you know, these shortages that are eliminated, and you get the people who stop bitching about the dealers not having supply. Well, then the bitching might be, this is costing a lot, so I can't buy as many. Well, don't worry about that, because you'll really like the $1,000 or $2,000 silver price that they have planned.
You know, it's interesting, Jim. You're talking about all this. I've actually through one different source. I don't know what to call it. That I've heard something similar to this.
Oh, good.
So.
Sure. What? Just the quick line, the quick thumbnail.
Just the same kind of the stuff is going on behind the scenes. I don't.
Fraud cases too? Ongoing, endless fraud cases?
Well, that,
multi-year?
No, not just okay. The kind of a working toward a revaluation sort of thing.
Proper pricing.
Yeah. And I don't want to make it sound like, so that impacts what I do in my site. You know, I still got to look at all the macro stuff on a daily basis and everything. I just want people to know that I do have at least one, just one occasion where I've heard something similar recently.
Well, that puts a feather in my hat. I'm glad to hear that. I really am, because I don't like to be the lone harbinger who then gets labeled as kooky because there's no one echoing his statement.
Right. Well, we may both be kooky. Who knows?
I don't think so. I think over the years we've proven that we've gotten a lot of things right.
That's for sure.
I can't tell you how many people have told me in the last year, I hope you can get through your issues, Jim. I got some more issues right now. It's like, as long as I have a newsletter, I think I'm going to have issues, problems. And some of them are very difficult. Like right now, my paymaster cannot handle MasterCard and Visa direct payments, direct transactions. So, wow, I just lost 85% of my clients. Okay, I've got to deal with that. And the way to deal with it is a new payment processor. And we talked about that earlier. No need to waste time on that. Okay, the reaction to this much higher silver price is going to be remarkable, stern, fun, exciting. And I'm looking forward to the $1,000 price. Of course, 50 and 100 are going to be great. I got people who are really, really happy if we get 35.
Oh, geez, yeah.
If we get 50, it's even better. We get 100, they're rejoicing. I've got a guy in Arizona. He's a great guy, Charles. If you hear this, Charles, I know. I switched the state a little bit. Keep you safe. But he said, Jim, I'm in my upper 70s. Am I going to realize this while I'm alive, or is it going to be for the person that I, you know, pass this on to with my last testament and will? And I said, I don't know, but I think it's not 2 or 3 years away. I think it's close. And I said that a year ago, and he reminded me of that fact. I said, I know, but the battle behind the scene is unbelievable. The cabal, they're seriously reduced in their numbers now that are involved in all kinds of bank fraud and thefts and murders.
Yeah. You know, Jim, I wonder too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's right.
But hey, I'm in my mid-50s, and I wonder if I'll see it in my lifetime, believe me.
Oh, we will. We will. Unless you're a cigarette smoker or you take the vaccine.
the thing that I'm wondering about, you know, I don't know what to make anymore, really, of this Basel III stuff. You know, they watered it down a little bit for the LBMA and everything else. And again, that's all still pending for the 1st of January. But, you know, we've wondered, as is news, you know, and people have been contemplating this all year long, it's like, why in the world are they doing this? Why is the Bank of International Settlements, you know, inflicting this, forcing these banks to allocate, you know, and move away from their unallocated, you know, paper bullshit and actually have to allocate and back all of their phony baloney stuff that they do?
I think it's Asian threats.
Well,
it's
but I wonder, does it relate to...
It's not just China. It's Russia. Sick of this shit. They're
but does it relate? But Jim, does it relate to what you just talked about?
I think yes. I think it's part of a forum. And they might have a couple of Russian and Chinese representatives. They're not going to be, you know, two-thirds I think they're going to have a small representation. They're attending the forums. They're finding out what's going on. They're finding out what the plans are. They're getting inputs from the Asian side. But there are some very serious, big-time Asian owners of precious metals.
Right.
And they're absolutely sick and tired of the West setting price without ownership.
Right, right.
Okay, let me give you a sickening example. I want to buy a BMW. This is fantasy. I want to buy a BMW, but I don't have anywhere near enough money. But I got a corrupt set of brokers who could do naked shorting. And I know it costs $65,000 to get my dream car. But we can knock it down to $62,000 with some naked shorting. And we know the regulator, and he won't do anything about it. And it might mean that you got to wait 3 months for your delivery. But we don't give a shit because we're going to be first in line because we know people who know people, and we're powerful. And then we just do about four rounds of this naked shorting, and we knock it down from $65,000 down to about $48,000. And that's where I can afford to buy it, and I'll buy. I'll put my money on the table there, and I'm first in line. That is absolutely absurd, but that's what's going on in the gold and silver market.
Yeah, it's a good example.
Good example. It doesn't take a lot of innovation or imagination to come up with that story. But, okay, what is the threat? The threat is that London and Switzerland, and now New York is the tail on the London dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
London and Switzerland are under pressure now to lose control of the next chapter. If they insist on a centralized and non-transparent new system, they're going to be kicked to the curb outside looking in where the digital world – and you know they try to use the word digital dollar and digital yuan. We're talking cryptos on blockchain with a lot more security. And what that does as just a side product, side effect, it eliminates bond fraud. Well, golly, that's what Wall Street lives on. It's insider trading. It's bond fraud. It's naked shorting of stocks. Yep. It's rigged financial markets. Naked shorting of precious metal. It's going to go away, so that's why the resistance is so intense. It is incredibly intense. It includes murders. I mean, look at Neil Keenan. He got murdered and replaced with a lookalike. This is nasty business. Okay. Basel is, I think, the general, and London is the colonel. That's how I kind of look at it.
Okay.
Basel is afraid. So they're saying, okay, we'll make some better rules so the obvious corruption in the physical gold market will go away. Remember just about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, they brought in a new corrupt a new corrupt category called pledged.
Right.
And that was just sickeningly okay. Yeah, my Uncle Charlie knows somebody who's got 60 tons in upstate New York in a private vault. So we'll count that. Oh, screw that.
Right.
Okay. So now what's going on in Basel is an about face and a movement in the other big step in the other direction. But they had to accommodate London because London probably gave them a call and said, why don't you relax one or two of these rules because we need a little more time to get out of these big short positions.
Yep.
Okay. That's, I think, some of the pressures behind the scene. And I would not be the least bit surprised if the Chinese elders – I don't want to get into their entire white dragon, golden dragon. Those are real. They're real. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into the details of the Kremlin and the Russians. The Russians have 120,000 tons of gold. Maxwell from Luxembourg verified that they have 100,000 hidden away in the old Russian Orthodox Church basements, hidden from the Bolsheviks, namely the Soviets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe these big Russian and Chinese owners threatened to kill some Basel leaders.
And thus they responded the way they have.
We'll make you marginal, and we will effing kill you.
Yeah. Tired of this.
We're not going to deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
We've got two generations since the Bretton Woods, where you corrupt people in London and New York have been setting the price without ownership, with shortages everywhere, and with relief mechanisms coming from Basel. Back in August a year ago, Maxwell from Luxembourg told me, Jim, I know somebody who used to work in a firm that I used to work in, and I'm not going to tell you names. He has a salary of about $2 million and his bonuses maybe double that. And he's a gold and silver trader. And he told me last week, we just got the I don't know what they call it, a credit. It's like a metal credit line. You can pledge, you can use this metal in your trading. You can dump it on the market because it's real and we will supply it to you like a week or 2 weeks later. It's like a physical credit line.
Okay.
200,000. Pardon me, I lost something in my throat.
Okay, I can't get it out.
200,000. Oh gosh, was it million? I don't. I'm sorry. Is 200,000 a drop in the bucket for silver ounces?
Yes. Be 200
okay,
million.
200
ounces.
Million. Okay, that's how I keep it straight in my head.
I know. It's hard. I know.
Okay, I'm not a constant guy, a guy who's in this pool constantly like you. The guy who worked, and let's just say it's a neighboring country to Germany. He was told by Basel, "You got 200 million ounce physical credit line. Don't let it get over 30."
Yeah.
How'd that turn out?
Yeah. No, it's exactly. Okay. And. And Jim, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, we saw it again just this past Monday. Every time, and it's been five occasions now since Biden was elected, where something, you know, we look good, bullish, ready to roll, moving up, you know, to break out, make a higher high, get above a moving average, anything. We're all this here. All right, five times now that we've been completely reversed and smashed with big, massive red candles. I mean, there's no doubt there's a movement afoot.
Yep.
To contain price for as long as possible.
It's going to end. And I've been – it's half a joke and half very serious.
Yeah.
When people say, when do you think you're going to – what will it take, rather? Not when. What do you think it will take? Because they ask me when. And I say, no, there are too many factors behind this. It's event schedule. And say, okay, what are the events? What has to happen? And I say the majority of several hundred who are involved in the gold and silver suppression – They need to be killed.
No.
And they are. They're flipping. They're being killed. And here's the funny part. Some of them are being driven off the planet.
What do you mean?
But we don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
The deep space program is very real.
Not only, but we're going to...
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
But if you want to know how do they pay for it, let me just say those $86 toilet seats...
There you go.
And those $25 bolts that we bought by the hundreds of thousands.
Wouldn't it be easier just to...
Certainly had a different destination. Okay, let's
wouldn't it be easier
alone.
Just to give them some cement shoes and drop them into the Hudson somewhere?
Yeah. I really believe that the price suppression is going to go away. And deals are being struck. People are being arrested. Others are being murdered. And it's going to be different, and I don't know how long, but I don't think it's 2 years away. I think we're getting very close, and the trigger event in the second week of August really got me excited, Craig, really jazzed, because it was multifaceted.
Well,
I'll tell you what's been slowing things down on the political side. Hidden Chinese nuclear devices in our country.
That would kind
and
of...
they've got them largely cleaned out. So
that
we
would
might...
certainly halt any
yeah.
U.S. response to anything they were doing, too, I would
and
suppose.
Off Long Beach, California, in the Chinese
yeah.
shipping containers.
Yeah, sitting there.
Halted.
Right, now...
Okay, so that's part and parcel of the import supply shortage...
All right, so Jim, I told you we were going to do this in 30 minutes.
We did.
Had to do it in 30 minutes, and we're at 29.
Okay.
So to again, kind of respect everybody's time since it's during the week, sum this up. What's the last thing you want to leave us with?
Don't lose hope. the pandemic, the fake pandemic, is going to come to an end. The revelation of a dangerous vaccine is going to happen. The election is going to be overturned. Gold and silver are going to have their day in the sun. And a new dollar is coming, the digital dollar. There's a lot unknown about it, but there's many things that are known, too. Don't lose hope. Things are happening at very high speed, and a lot of arrests are in progress, a lot of arrests. And I'll tell you, one of the big impetuses for the mass arrests, it's in the last 2 months since McAfee faked his death. He's living on a military compound, working with the military, and getting things done.
Well, that would be interesting.
He is one angry hombre.
Yeah, he always has been.
He's a weird guy.
Yeah, but he's an eccentric.
Eccentric. So he liked wild women in the Belize jungle, and he liked drug parties. And neither one of those two is relevant to what we're talking about.
You and I go join him. That sounds like fun.
Let's not hold that against him.
No, of course not.
He's got 29 terabytes of filthy, dirty information and data on the deep state and lodged like ticks throughout the U.S. government. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
And just like Epstein, he killed himself, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jim.
One I do worry about, and I don't really know what to think, is Robert David Steele. Leave it for another day. I hope he got out the back door. It doesn't look good. I really don't know. I've got one good source who's writing him emails and CCing me, blind CCing me, emails to Steele, hoping that he does a reply all. He said 10 to 1, Jim. 10 to 1 he's alive, but I don't know anybody else who's saying that. That's a political deep source I've got.
All right, my friend. If people want to know more, they go to golden-jackass.com, correct?
Yes, and it works just fine with Amex. If you got a PayPal account, you can then hit the PayPal button, then you can enter your Microsoft, enter your MasterCard or Visa. It's operating very suboptimally now, but it's keeping me alive. I'm going to have a new paymaster. Don't really know when. It's going to be very soon. I can't qualify it because it's been dragging, and gosh, there, you know, KYC procedures and complexity of components. It's really not easy anymore. We were talking about this before.
I'm sorry, Jim. We have a little bit of a lag. I apologize. I'm not trying to talk over you. What do people get as a hat trick letter subscriber?
Hat trick letter. It's the flagship product. It focuses on gold, the dollar, banking, monetary policy, a good bit on the economy, but that's been kind of a backseat since it's how many times you need to know that the economy's wrecked. Right now, it's focusing on the debt, the threat of a treasury bond default. The new gold and silver avenues that are coming, some crypto. I really like Theta. Theta is going to be the backbone of the new internet. I think it's going to go up 200-fold, 200-fold minimum. And that's from my smartest colleagues and some very smart clients. Okay, I also have consult session, 30, 60, and 90 minutes. I've been doing quite a few lately. I got sick in July, and I'm all better. I got better about 5 days after taking ivermectin and HCQ and zinc. And vitamin D, which is all kind of discouraged by the American Medical Association. That's why they don't like me. In addition to the Hat Trick Letter, which is basically a monetary and gold-focused newsletter, I've been doing frequently, not every month, but frequently, a health report where I shove in some of the political stories and elements, but it's primarily about this national, international genocide program that will come to a halt, I think, pretty soon. They're trying to get the vaccination to the rest of the population quickly and suddenly so they can eliminate the control group where the unvaccinated will say, well, we're not sick. You guys are all dying. on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
What they want is all the vaccinated people, all the people to be vaccinated, so they can point to the survivors and say, we saved your life. No, no, we need a control group, and Moderna and Pfizer destroyed their experimental control groups. That's very unethical, and they're getting a lot of criticism from the medical experts and honest crew. But notice that the I know I'm preaching a bit here, but so be it, as long as you don't cut me off. Notice that the complaints and the negative side and the exposures are coming from the veteran doctors who've resigned or retired. Some have resigned. Some are notable scholars. Some of them are publishers in medical journals. Some of them are Nobel. And they're the critics.
Right.
Because they don't have a job.
Right. Right. They're not part of the corporate healthcare and everything.
The Nazi medical military establishment.
Ooh, that's a good one, Jim. All right, my friend. I'm going to wrap it up, though, because we're at 36 minutes. So we're going to talk again soon. Don't everybody worry about that. This is just a Thursday conversation, so we always try to keep these shorter. Anyway, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, take care of yourself down there. Best of luck with all your other ancillary things that you've got to deal with. And keep an ear to the ground and keep us posted. We will do another one of these calls soon, that's for sure. But thanks for your time, my friend.
Okay, very good. All right, bye now.
And from all of us at TFMR, thanks for listening. We'll do another Thursday conversation next week.